Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play in shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name your asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both mom.
I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
And you know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I say it's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out, where we aren't going to wait 30 and make it eat life easy for Bo. I'm your host, Nevermore, and with me we have DV Oink, Frosty, Uncle Fester, and our very special guest, Philip, who is going to introduce himself so I don't screw it up because I'm the only non-coffee drinker in the room. Hello, Philip. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, you boy are coffee roasters. We're out of Augusta, Georgia.
Well, you're talking to the person who on their Patreon calls it Patron, so I didn't want to mess up the name.
You are not the only one. That's thanks to North Carolina education for me.
Well, I'm actually from, I live in North Carolina, but I'm from Virginia. But yeah, I don't know why. I must have had Patron on the brain or something. I was like, you know, the Patron. And they're like, the what? And I'm like, Patron? No, not it. No, sorry.
That's not a thing.
No, it's not a thing. Oinky, how are you?
Hanging in there, doing good, doing good.
Up in Alaska. Is it cold yet?
It's getting there. We're below freezing again because, you know, we had single digits last week. And then we had, you know, 40 degrees on Sunday and rain. And we're back down to about, I think, 30 or so. So, you know, it's the up and down.
Well, that's 52 great. Days ago.
But that's great because Frosty's now back to being the frozen asshole that he is. Frosty, hello.
Good, whatever it is.
Good, whatever it is. They work nights, their days, and shit's all confused up now. Uncle Fester, our fireman, where are you?
Oh, I'm here. I'm right over here. Everything's going good so far.
Well, our one-legged bandit right now is currently drinking your coffee, so he said nice. It's cold, though.
Battlegrounds. It's drinking cold coffee. Coffee's coffee, right? Warm or cold, it's coffee.
Well, I'm the only non-coffee drinker, but there's a really good reason. When I was pregnant with my kid, every time I hit that damn coffee aisle at work, I threw my guts up. So to this day, I can't even stand the smell of it. It has nothing to do with anybody's coffee, whether they're... I did hear yours is like one of the freshest coffees though out there, though. I just can't stand the smell of it. I can't get... If I could like figure out how it didn't have a coffee smell, I might be able to drink it.
Well, that happens, unfortunately, with a lot of people that once they get pregnant, they get something that makes them sick. They'll never go back to it. But understandable.
It works for drinking, too, because, I mean, there's certain, you know, like Yukon Jack, I won't mention, that you tend to binge drink a little too much. Even the smell of it anymore is like, nope, not for me. No thanks.
Oh, the smell is the time you almost died smell. That's what it is.
Yes. But I haven't tried dying from coffee yet, and there is a challenge, maybe.
All right, so tell us a little bit about, well, I guess your company, what got you started, all that good stuff.
No problem. Yeah, so basically we started out as two active duty guys. I was based out of Pax River, Maryland. My other buddy, Andre, who is the main owner and designer behind the company, joined the Navy, came in. I mentored him through, like, every good, you know, sailor, airman, marine, army guy, does soldier, to help bring up the youth, because we knew at one point they're going to replace us. We stayed damn good friends, like most of the time it happens, and kept talking. I used to be an in-flight technician on P3s, meaning that I fly and fix it, kind of like a AT ground pounder. And so he reached out to me because I had to swap jobs, the P3s going away, swap to the P8s. And he had heard that I was not as happy with my job anymore. I mean, my satisfaction was at an all-time low because being an electrician and flying and fixing things while we fly and ordnance and firemen, it's always something changing, helps my ADD stay there. And the P8, I track submarines now while we fly. So he reached out and he was like, hey man, I got this idea. You down? And I'm like, yeah, I'll follow you anywhere, bro. I know how hard you worked. And he's like, well, you didn't even heard what I'm talking about. I was like, well, if we got to hide bodies, we got to hide bodies. I'm ready.
So, the that's the sign of a really good friend, because whenever somebody sends me, I need your help, and I'm like, is it hide the body kind of help or another kind of help?
Well, you can't put that in a message. You got to be careful about that.
Well, I'm not active duty, so I say what I want. I'm probably on list, but that's beside the point.
There's many lists. Which one? Nah, I get that. But yeah, he told me he had this idea. He'd been roasting coffee as a hobby, you know, since he had left me and transferred to a couple different duty stations. And we tossed around the idea, and he was like, well, I'll do it in Augusta, Georgia, and we'll basically start the company there, because that's where I'll be based out of. And that way he can, because he roasts the coffee. And roasting is an art, a very good art. It's kind of like being a master chef or a sous chef. You have to be the best at it if anybody wants it. So we walked in. He'd already had the building picked out. Unfortunately, the building almost picked us out too, because there wasn't many in Augusta, Georgia at the time. And we walked in, and it was completely clear. I mean, not a thing in it. Just floors and four walls and a half holding on front door. So we worked feverishly for about 4 months, built the whole interior out, bars, tables, everything that you see inside. If you go to our Facebook or Instagram or website, and we built all that. And at the point, our landlord dragged his feet. We worked like hard to get him to open up the back door and an ADA compliant bathroom. But we started our roastery in February of 2018. And had to wait 10 months until we could actually open our front doors for the cafe. So we just kind of sat there and bled money, because, yeah, we had some sales and we had good friends that, you know, were like, oh, my God, let me try. Cool. You know, but it is a type of coffee that most people want to try first, you know, being that it's an average of $12 to $16 a bag, because it's premium coffee. Like, we don't buy crap coffee. We buy actual good stuff directly from the farmers if we can. A lot of it has fair trade or direct trade certifications with it, meaning that we pay the farmer a fair wage, not like pennies on the pound, like some major companies do. And we try to make sure to take care of them, because from the bean to the cup, we want to make sure everybody enjoys the experience. Is Andre's motto, because he is from Brazil, actually. So once we actually got the cafe open, in November 10th of 2018, we've just passed our first official 1 year mark, and we basically been going for a year strong. I built a coffee truck. I built our shop, and we're now working on building mobile carts to go do events and stuff like that as well. We've actually been to Welcome to Rockville and Epicenter Rock Festivals and served coffee there to 90,000 people over 3 days. Lots of happy people there.
Oh yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah, I never knew that rockers would want that much coffee, and apparently they do. Between
you've never been
beers,
to Seattle, have you?
I mean, I've been a few times, but not for huge festivals. So, but we've done that, and we've worked hard, and we brought in another guy, another owner named Walter, and he is our lead barista bar manager. So he had 5 years at Stumptown, which is one of the top three premium coffee roasteries in the world, or in the United States, excuse me. And he brought basically his bar experience to our cafe and elevated our game, you know, basically overnight. So with our mix of, you know, he's bar manager, drink recipe QA, then you've got me for sales manager, and then Andre for roasting and all his quality of how he builds. Because the layout inside our store and the design of our bags and everything, that's all been Andre. So we've worked really hard to elevate ourselves as a big company, but still a small time feel, because every order we try to write personal notes to customers and stuff like that to make them feel, you know, give it that small business feel. Even if we do get bigger, because we still care about the customers, no matter what, we each personally answer emails or whatnot or questions and try to help out.
Most definitely. I mean, there's been a few times where, you know, I've messaged you guys, or I've had Bo message you guys, you know, for certain instances, you know, where, you know, I've had plenty of coffee here. I've still got half a bag or whatever the case may be. And it's like my sister or a brother of mine that, you know, I served for 12, 15 years with, you know, they're in Idaho where, you know, we're trying to send bags to and we mess up the address, whatever the case may be. And you guys are always on top of it, real easy to respond and, you know, quick to do so. And never at once ever charged extra or anything like that. So, you know.
You mean like the time you were in the middle of a radio show and ordered like triple the order?
Yeah, well, it wasn't that. I sent it to myself instead of to my buddy down there, and it was like, God damn it, wrong address. You Yeah. I still blame Ron for that one.
By the end of the show, he was like, I fixed it. And I'm like, well, that's good. And that's what I gravitate towards. Y'all know we partner with K-Bar Soap and the Wai Tai Woodworking. I tend to gravitate not only towards the quality of the product you're putting out, but I also judge it on the hard work you put into it. Anybody can make a coffee company, a soap company, and t-shirt company, because God knows there's a billion out there. But can any of them say that they put into it as much effort once, especially after they got big? Or do they just sit back in a CEO office making phone calls and, you know, collecting the money? And I also like the fair trade thing. You know, farmers get gypped a lot of the time because people don't want to pay what their stuff's worth. They want it in bulk and they want it for cents on the dollar. And so I do, that does explain the cost of your coffee. Because if you look at your coffee, which is fresh roasted, they were actually explaining that on DV Radio one day. You know, it's literally roasted and then sent out as soon as it can be. And you look at the quality of it, and then you go in and you look on the shelf, and there's, and I can say it because I can't stand these people, but Dunkin' Donuts has got their bag on the shelf, and it's not whole, it's ground. I don't know the damn difference anymore, but, and it's $16 for a bag of it. Well, that stuff is dumped out and spilled, and I've seen the quality of it, and it's almost like they put sawdust in their damn coffee to make it heavier or something. So I can respect that kind of hard work. Like I said, I don't drink it, but I'm pretty sure Frosty, Fester, and Oink have all had the coffee, so they're going to tell y'all, well, they're going to tell the world and Philip a little bit about what they think of your coffee. We'll start with Frosty the No Man.
Yeah, I've really fallen in love with your Battlegrounds blend, which I think all three of us have. And it's the fact that you guys get it done and shipped out, actually get it up here to Alaska. And I think the longest I've had to wait was 4 days. And that was ordering on a Friday night.
So how does it taste? Well, since I don't know, how fresh does it taste and what kind of coffee are you drinking? What is it? Is it dark? Is it light? Is it medium? Is it motor pool coffee? We all know what that is.
Yeah, I've got the Battlegrounds blend, which I would have to say is probably a medium roast, at least by most of the coffees that I've drank.
Yeah, so our Battlegrounds, which funny enough is for us, it's a dark roast. Is the way Andre likes to do it, because unfortunately I know what the dark roast you've had, or compare it to.
It's bitter, yeah, is it not? Like that super dark is. Stuff?
Yeah. Because what they do, if you ever actually have whole beans and you look at it and you see what looks to be a sheen to it, or looks like it's got oil covering it, that is actually the oil from the bean coming out that you basically over roasted it and gone to a French roast or super dark. And we actually try to avoid that because we know at that stage you're basically paying for burnt popcorn for coffee. And that's not what we're trying to do. I mean, people go out there and they work their butts off to go and pick this coffee and make sure it's picked right. No stones, no sticks, no nothing else in it. The quality standards are there. And we try to pay homage to that and be like, hey, you know, y'all did a good job. Now it's our turn to take it and roast it and package it up and get it out to you. And that's the thing. It's funny that we can still get it to Alaska, but I swear to God, California hates us. Most of our customer complaints come from people in California. It's no disrespect to the people that buy it or whatnot. It's just, I think the post office literally has a vendetta against us because every time somebody's like, yeah, it took me 5 days to get it. And I'm like, they're like, I paid for priority mail. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. It's 1 to 3 days. We're on the opposite coast. I don't know what to tell you. I apologize. Here, I'll refund your shipping. And I feel bad because these people are upset because, you know, Amazon has elevated the game, but unfortunately Amazon's a multi-billion-dollar industry. And we got chewed out one time by a guy. And I mean, it's one person, but
it sets the precedence. We know what you're saying. Cause we discussed this with K-Bar. Because they're used to services like Uber Eats or something like an Amazon Prime shipping and all of that, they automatically expect these smaller companies, but they don't understand that holidays and the actual mail service have a lot to do with it. And if you're in a, you know, in California, you may or may not get your mail on time. But see, the thing about Alaska is they don't have time for it to pile up because their hearts are so out of it, so they get it there quick. But I am going to ask you, because I know a lot of military and you're in the service, so you understand what we say by the strongness of being either like barista coffee or motor pool coffee. What's your strongest coffee out there? Because people are going to ask me.
We take it dark, but we keep it still lighter than most. And a lot of people have commented on that because we do leave a lot of the natural notes. A lot of people say flavorings, but we don't put chemicals in our coffee.
Good.
Due to that, actually, funny enough, and I know a lot of people laugh about it, but gluten intolerance or celiac disease, when they put those chemicals in that chocolate or macadamia flavored coffee that you get from Dunkin', it actually keeps people that have celiac disease, the real gluten intolerance, it keeps them from buying it. We have a girl that literally almost died drinking coffee, and she gave our coffee a chance because we buy clean machines. We don't buy a used roaster or anything like that. We knew from the beginning we wanted to take care of people and give that experience back. So we paid the money more than probably we had because we funded it with our money from deployments and savings and all that. And we have none of our coffees have any chemicals or flavorings or anything in it. So she could actually drink it. And she was like, thank you, God, I actually have a company I can trust again. So she 100% drinks our coffee now and probably one of our biggest customers right now due to the amount she drinks. I don't know where the woman sends it, but man, she drinks some coffee.
Well, I mean, that's the chemical thing's good, not only for like people with the allergies, because I know people say that a lot of that's bogus and stuff, but you know, there are a lot of people that have disorders. You know, the founder of DV Radio, DV Boner Woods, got Crohn's disease. I have Crohn's disease. I know he drinks this coffee. He's never said that it bothers him, but see, you know, that's, again, that's another thing we tend to gravitate towards is the all natural stuff that takes out all of these billions of chemicals that are bad for your skin, that are bad for your stomach, intestines. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and like our decaf, a lot of people laugh at decaf, but I will actually say the few decafs I've had, ours, not trying to toot our own horn, is actually one of the best I've had lately. It's a Colombian medium roast, but we use what's called a Swiss water process. So we actually get this from a company because a company has to do it, but they use a all-natural water filtration process to remove the caffeine out of the beans. They remove 99% of the caffeine with 100% chemical free. And it's the only one in the world that does that. So if it doesn't say Swiss water, don't trust it, because it's a process for that company to go through to get that caffeine removed out of it. Mm-hmm. But every other place uses chemicals, which of course, let's just say what that does to you after a while. We really choose for that stuff.
Now, Frosty, you've tried it. Now, do you get the beans or do you get it ground? Because I know that I was hearing the show. They said that they actually grind the coffee for you if you're not a coffee snob like my other half here, who's got a freaking grinder, a French press. The only way he'll drink it, he's a big old coffee snob. Y'all have no idea. But so, Frosty, how do you get yours?
I order the whole bean because I order kind of a larger quantity, and then it stays fresher a little bit longer, and then I grind it myself, usually 3-4 days worth at a time.
Not him. Every morning. Oink. Now, I know you're a big fan of the
time.
Well, yeah. Well, we know you guys have got a weird schedule, especially this time of year. Now, Oink, I know you order a lot of it because I've been there while you've ordered it and sent it to the wrong place. How do you get yours? Which kind? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I've actually done both. You know, before I, last Christmas, as a matter of fact, when I ordered it and tried it, I didn't have a coffee grinder, and I didn't know if some of these like magic bullet crazy fucking things that I got laying around the house that I never used would work. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to chance it. You know, I don't want to spend the money on some good coffee and then ruin this shit. So I was like, well, let me get the ground, let them do it for me and get it up here, and we'll see what that's like. And, you know, no kidding. Like I said, like Frosty's already said, 3 to 5 days tops, I mean, to Alaska. Even the grounds, getting it, putting it in your coffee and tasting it, you could immediately tell the difference. I mean, seriously, you could just immediately tell the difference. It's something, like I said, I'll never go back to buying any kind of store-bought crap ever again, because it is truly some of the freshest stuff that you will ever find out there. Even better than the, you know, little coffee corner shacks that they have up here in Alaska, which is, you know, basically a tool shed on every corner selling coffee.
Well, now I can't remember because I'm old enough. Philip sounds a little younger. I'm old enough to remember when the grocery stores actually had the funnels where you could like get your beans by the pound. And I remember because I was drinking coffee then. It was before my son. I used to love coffee, except for motor pool coffee. That stuff will kill you, but it'll keep you. When you're gardening, Air Force One, and they say, whatever you do, don't fall asleep. And they bring you some of the, I didn't call it coffee. I called it coffee syrup because that's what it was. It was syrup. But I remember thinking, you know, these beans sit here for weeks on end because I've been in retail for almost 20 years. These beans, and I would, you know, I would try different ones. And that is some of the most bitter, nasty, aftertasting coffee you can get. And I also heard that the coffee y'all put out doesn't have that aftertaste.
No, it doesn't. The reason why for that is, one, we use really, really fresh coffee to make sure that we have the best. But at the same time, as soon as we roast it, we don't put it on the shelf to set there. It literally stays in our store maybe max 3 days because we only roast enough to go through what we have. So the only reason it might reach 3 days is because we've had two or three slow days and we just didn't go through what we standardly do or ship out. Because, I mean, it's such a crapshoot for just people for ordering, because like one day we'll have, you know, 30 people order, and then the next 2 days we'll have zero, and I'm like, okay, what just happened? Did everybody forget about our website, or did we go offline? Like, you get a little nervous. It's just like, oh god, what happened? But that's literally the name of the game, is we roast, package it, and ship it out. And if you ask for ground, we take it one step further, that usually if we're going to roast that day, we only roast and put in and grind it and then put it in the bag immediately so that none of that oxidation can take effect. Cause yep. Oxygen's not your friend with coffee grounds. And even they say, as soon as you grind it within 24 hours, it's starting to lose its flavor and notes that, that quality coffee has. Even if you pay $30 or $40 for a 12 ounce bag, that top of the line premium coffee is just, it's just not going to last because oxygen is terrible. So that's what we do. We immediately roast it, grind it, and then put it right in a bag. So that way, and it will remove as much of the oxygen as possible, what little bit of off-gassing the beans do. And that's what keeps the freshness, is because we put it right into a bag, even whole beans. So it'll off-gas in the bag and then push out the oxygen. So that way it's got a neutral environment to keep that freshness going. And that's why we do work hard to make sure. I mean, it's a little bit of a painstaking process, but at the same time, you're talking about, as you've told to the rest of the listeners, it's par none for what we serve and how we feel about it. Cause I mean, I'm stationed in Jacksonville, Florida. So I drive up on the weekends to give our crew a break and allow them to have a day off or two. And I drive up 288 miles from Jacksonville, Florida, Augusta on the weekends. And my staff know me pretty well because they call me Mr. Fix-It around the shop, because something breaks. I mean, I built the place, so I got to fix it. But that's why we roll as deep as we do and work as hard as we do.
Well, I got to say, just looking at your website too, you know, I noticed there's a little bit of a trend going on with all the Navy personnel. What's up with? No, I'm just giving you hell, man. Just giving you hell.
It's oh yeah. Oh no. I know. We definitely roll deep in the bunch. We don't let it go. And I mean, that's the funny thing, is I actually work with a bunch of Marines in the building I work in, because there's ASs to the. They're all downstairs, and I go down and mess with them. One day I opened up their training jackets, looking at it, helping the guys do some updates. And I was like, oh, hell, you guys signing something else besides crayon? And oh, they locked the shit on me. And I was like, I love you guys. Because they were just like, started barking at me. And I was like, it's okay. Like, well, you can use pins. You're a real boy.
Back to what you were saying about the roasting a little bit at a time. I remember either the second or third time I ordered coffee from you guys, I got an email or a message that, sorry for the delay, because I won't be roasting it till Saturday. And that was on Friday, and I had just ordered. And I think I still had the coffee in 4 days.
We do care. I mean, it matters to us, because when we do have the, you know, the jerk customers that just, you know, they don't know who we are, that we care. We actually take a lot of pride in it, man. It makes us happy to hear this kind of stuff, because one, when like somebody's like, wow, your coffee changed my life, or you get the coffees, you know, aficionados, they're like, oh my god, I'm in Augusta, Georgia, and I found a place that mirrors New York or LA or Seattle for their elevated coffee game, when you're in a podunk town that I personally can't wait to move to from Jacksonville, because I grew up in North Carolina, small town. So for me, it's, I get my hometown feel, but I get to run a business and help out a best friend and grow as we do. And we try, like we write on hand notes. My son wrote a couple, because he's in there working right with me. My oldest is 12 and my youngest is 8. And both of them will roast coffee or make it or whatnot. And I love my oldest. We had a busy day. I mean, we got slammed. Two people called out sick, and he was over there just packaging the coffee feverishly. And I was just like, I talked to my wife. I was like, baby, please make sure he's doing it right. I got to make sure, you know, like, I don't want to have some emails come back and like, what the heck? I got missing a bag or something. I mean, it happens. She went over and double checked. She's like, no, he's doing fine. He's just writing the notes. And I'm like, okay. Well, I got the sweetest message. What's up?
That must have been the day that you guys got the labels mixed up on mine. So I ordered a bunch of the 12-ounce bags, and they were all labeled with the 5-pound bag labels.
Yep, that was my boy. Because we got a sweet note from a lady, and she was like, who is J-Dub? And I was like, that's my oldest son, 11 years old. She's like, tell him thank you so much for the sweet note. And then she posted it on her Instagram saying, you know, it's kind of nice to see a family business that allows the kids to work with them and not push them out. And that's 100% fact. I mean, John gets a little offended when some of the customers are like, "Ooh, child labor law is a thing." And he pipes, I mean, he fires off, because unfortunately both me and my wife are Navy. And he's like, doesn't matter. My parents own this company. And I'm like, oh God, John, you could say a little nicer, kiddo.
Well, and think about it. You could even give your youngest one a crayon and they would just think you had a Marine working for you.
They'd be like, you hire the special ones, don't you?
Well, again, you know, and it's comparing apples to oranges, but the same with K-Bar. His kids are involved, and his 12-year-old's even started his own little mini business, right? You know, because he is in school and everything. And I think it teaches the young ones, and they're missing this today, a lot of them. So I wish more parents that had businesses involved their children. It teaches them to be responsible members of society. I don't think it's child labor law. I think it's teaching them that if you want something in life, you've got to work for it. But we are about out of time for this part of the episode. We're going to take a short break, and we will be back, and when we get started, Oinky Boy will tell us about our lovely sponsors and all that good stuff. We didn't forget, but thank you for tuning in to our third holiday small business. Doesn't have to be veteran, but thank you for joining us. And if you're looking for a great gift, when we get back, I'll get him to tell you what's the last possible day to order to get this in time for Christmas. So with that, we will be right back.
Radio. The holiday season isn't always about physical gifts. Sometimes it is more than that. So during this holiday season, give to dvfarm.org. The DV Farm in Gilsum, New Hampshire is dedicated to helping addicted and homeless veterans get their lives back on track. Help them and let them know that they have a purpose and they are not alone. They watched your six when they volunteered. Now you can watch their six. Give to dvfarm.org today.
What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
DV Radio. Shooters Express is Charlotte's number one destination for all personal defense, sport, instruction, and recreational shooting supplies. They offer concealed carry classes for only $29.95. That's only $29.95 for concealed carry classes. And if you're military or law enforcement, you'll receive great deals and be eligible for even more at Shooters Express. So head over to Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina, or visit shootersexpress.com for more information and monthly deals. That's Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina.
This is not a paid endorsement from Shooters Express and is provided solely by DV Radio free of charge.
We're back on the air. Hey! And welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out. With us, you still have Oink, Frosty, Uncle Fester, and Philip, our coffee dude. I wanted to call him Coffee Bean, but I decided I wouldn't be mean. Oink has got something to say before we go further into the interview.
Of course. Well, we can't do our show without the great support and sponsorship from K-Bar Soap Company. K-Bar Soap Company is the only all-natural soap and beard care option you'll ever need. It's also veteran-owned and operated, so do me a favor. Ditch the bar. Grab a grenade. And, of course, our other sponsors out there is, of course, the NFG Vets. NFG Vets is owned and operated by a team of veterans whose sole purpose is to provide active duty and veteran communities with a place to be themselves without judgment from anyone.
Except
Facebook, because Bacon, he's a good counterpart of mine, just by name association alone, tends to get banned like I used to because, Anyway, head over to NFG Vets, show them some love and support, and like their memes because he tends to share quite a few controversial ones at times.
He has toned it down because he doesn't like starting over, and he really does want to get somewhere, and he wants to work towards this nonprofit to be in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. So give him a chance, but we're going to go back to the coffee dude. So on our break, he was talking about giving back to the community, and I don't think he realizes that he's talking to one of the, well, I won't say I'm the co-owner, but I'm basically the other top dog at PTS Dog, and he donates bags quite often to any of our giveaways, fundraisers, or anything like that. So he is one of those companies that gives back to the community. He was telling us some of the things he did, and he's welcome to repeat that. But I don't think he realizes he's donated to my group or JJ's group to do giveaways, raffles, whatever we're doing. And Oink just threw in a bag, if it was Oink, right? Yeah. For our this holiday fundraiser, where we are doing a fundraiser to help a disabled handler, give her a hand up, not a handout. She is a traveler, so we are doing everything we can to get her back in a minibus and get her a better way of life so that she has a decent head start. She's already received quite a bit, but we are still doing the raffle. Head over to PTS Dog page. I'm sure if you look on the Nevermore page or on DV Radio page where you've seen us doing our little marathon, enter the raffle, dudes. I'm trying to figure out how to beat up a detective and take the pictures from him because they're Star Wars. But he's yet to answer my call out. So we want to rumble. But now we'll go back to Philip. And so he was telling us how they give back to the community, but I don't think he realizes what kind of impact it actually is. And then the thunder rolls. Sound like damn jets taking off.
Sorry about that.
No problem. We're used to sound effects in this one.
I bet so. Yeah, unfortunately, being around these parts, you get them. But that's awesome. I didn't know I was talking to you. But, it means a lot to my wife because she's huge for her father. He used to be a cop, and he was a canine trainer and handler, and then he was in Iraq for 10 years training the Iraqi police how to actually handle themselves so we can hopefully leave one day. But that's why her huge take is Canine for Warriors, because she loves German Shepherds growing up around them and realizing how amazing of animals they are. But that's why we try to find great companies to partner with.
Oh yeah, you've definitely donated to PTS Dog. It's been different raffles for different purposes. Like I said, Oink just gave us a bag of coffee. It was Oink. Oink, am I lying on you here, buddy?
No. I'm donating a 55. Yeah, a 5-pound bag for our third place winners. And of course, I couldn't leave out our grand prize and second place winners without coffee themselves. So I'm going to go ahead and throw in at least a 12-ounce bag for both those guys, because obviously those two categories there are chock full of good gift ideas right now as it goes. So, we're going to throw in some coffee at my treat, of course, just to make sure that they get to try it. Because, I mean, like me, once they try it, I'm pretty sure they're going to buy it and be hooked. It's, like I said, it's phenomenal, and I don't think I'm going anywhere else.
Well, that's a great segue. So, Philip, when do you suggest if people would like to purchase some coffee for that coffee snob in their life to try? When is the last day you suggest ordering so that it makes, especially California, it makes it for Christmas?
Preferably Tuesday at the latest, so that way if we do get that influx of orders, we can easily roast up as much as we can on Wednesday and Thursday and then get them out. Because no matter what, right now this month we're actually doing free shipping to just give back for the holidays and help out. And that's one of the things that we're trying to help, just everybody get that little bit extra and make their dollar stretch. That way they can get and feel like they've given gifts back to everybody, you know? Because, I mean, there's always the person that wants to buy 100 million gifts for everybody and their family. We just want to make sure it's as easy as possible getting it from us. So hopefully Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest is preferred, because we know about 7 days out, we'll easily have it to somebody's door.
And he's explained the reason behind, I know what people are going to say, well, it's expensive or they don't have K-cups. Well, you know, you don't need a K-cup in the little plastic package. You can actually buy the little thing where you fill it yourself and you can still use it. So don't let that be your damn excuse. I see them things all the time. So not a big fan of the Keurig. I like hot chocolate. So when you come out with hot chocolate, I will order hot chocolate.
I mean, we're trying to get the K-cups, but unfortunately we're trying to be more environmentally conscious because we're huge on that. So we know we're giving a planet to our kids. And I got two boys that, you know, I'll be damned if I give them something worse than I found it. And we work hard to try to find one that's biodegradable and all that stuff. But unfortunately, the one machine that produces the ones we want is $25,000. So give us another year. We'll probably have that for all the people. So that way the K-Cup aficionados are happy with quality coffees.
Well, you might want to check into the cleanliness of those machines, folks, because if you don't clean them properly, you can get really, really sick. But they do make little reusable, I don't know what to call it because it's not a plastic cup, but this little adapter that goes in there for you to add your own coffee or so forth and so on. So don't let that be an excuse not to try it, that you only have one of those Keurig-type machines. You can still do it. You just order it already ground up, and then you just dump it in that little cup, make your own little K-cup. Not a big deal.
So we prefer.
I mean, that would make more sense to me. But like I said, after seeing that article about the rings and stuff with the mold, I'm a little wary of those type machines anyway. And like I said, I got a coffee snob. So him and his French press, they do their own thing. He grinds his every morning, does his. I'm going to have to order him a bag and lane track because he's a Sumatra fan, coffee from Sumatra. So we'll see.
I'm pretty sure he'll be pleasantly happy because it's one of our best sellers besides our Ethiopia coffee, which that Ethiopia is more of a light roast. So if you like floral or fruity notes, it actually has jasmine in it, and I taste that. But my wife tastes the watermelon, and people are like, what are you putting flavors? I'm like, nope, it's just where the coffee's grown. Comes in a cherry. So everybody learns something about the coffee from us, and that's what we always try to teach.
Well, which coffee would you recommend for Mr. Sumatra fan here?
Definitely. We do carry Sumatra, so if anything, I would suggest that one. If he doesn't like that one, we have a Rwanda coffee, which that's another huge seller of ours due to the fact that it's from a women's co-op in Africa. So we pay them fair trade prices, and all the money goes back to help build their infrastructure, police, fire, schools, all that kind of stuff for them. And that's one of the biggest reasons why we partner them, but it's also a damn good cup, I personally think. We even use it in our cold brew and our nitro-infused coffees.
Well, that's why I think that's why he tends to stick to the Sumatran coffee, because I won't go into full detail, but he was over there when Sumatra was destroyed. He is also Navy, and he was part of that. And he knows buying that coffee straight from that country puts money back into their pockets. So that's why he tends to stick to it. So it's good that you guys pay fair price for it instead of, you know, 2 cents on the dollar. Like, and I get big businesses trying to save money wherever they can, but not at the cost of farmers. I mean, that's a lot of work. People, if you've never been on a farm or had to do any kind of farming, that's some hard ass work. You up at the crack of dawn and you're not going to bed till after dark.
And that's why Andre and I do care about that. I mean, he grew up in Brazil. I grew up on a farm in North Carolina raising cattle. So from the bean to the cup, everybody's taken care of, and it is that experience. So that's why we choose that. We actually prefer direct trade, which means directly to the farmer. Fair trade means that I'm paying somebody, a middleman, say like $4, and then they take a dollar for themselves and turn around and hand $3 to the farmer. I'd rather go pay the farmer $3 to $4 instead of just, and cut out that middleman. The one I can get a quality.
All right, now you can try. Nope, we lost him. Yep, their internet. We'll give him a minute to see if he's going to come back in. While we'll wait, Uncle Fester, you haven't gotten to say what you think about the coffee since you're like a snob too. Apparently, you like make your poor wife go pour out that cup.
Yeah, her sister brought her back Wawa coffee or whatever, and I tasted it. I was like, this ain't Battleground. She goes, oh no, it's Wawa, and I'm like, no. Battlegrounds. And she's like, we're almost out. I was like, I don't care. I'm ordering more. So I got, you know, a fresh brewed cup of Battlegrounds, and she kept the big pot of her gift. But I love Battlegrounds. It's the smoothest coffee ever that I've ever tasted. And I've had some pretty god-awful coffees over the years. And this is by far the best coffee ever. I buy the 5-pound bags, and then what I do is I also share. I'll grind it, and I will give it to neighbors and whatnot for them to try, and then, of course, my family, if they talk to me.
Anywho, if he doesn't make it back, because obviously he is somewhere with unstable internet, and I know he sounds a little bit robotic. Oh, there he is, but, you know, we want a robotic whatever it that. I don't care as long as y'all get the message. This company's out there really, really trying to make sure that when they source their coffee from other countries, that they're being fair about it. You know, with the owner being from Brazil, they know what it's like for when people come in and illegally obtain these goods and bring them to the U.S. and sell them for pennies on the dollar. It doesn't, you know, yeah, you're getting your cheap ass coffee, but you're also killing rainforests and everything else. And human beings and lives, and you're destroying people's hard work just because you wanted to get your coffee for $2 versus paying full price. So anyway, oh, look, he made it back. Yay.
Yeah, that intermission was brought to you by T-Mobile.
That's okay. We were just talking about, you know, Uncle Fester being his coffee snob because he apparently doesn't like that other coffee. We won't say that name again.
I was going to say, I thought my order kicked you off or something because I just placed an order for my monthly order.
Yeah, I just saw it too, actually. I was like, oh, look, you placed an order. Yeah, that's the funny part people don't realize too is like it comes to my phone because that way we try to monitor it and make sure like I've seen where people have done weird things with the orders. I'm trying to think of an example off the top of my head, but just like mistaken orders. We had a service where you could pick up in store for that. You really want to grab and go. And to make sure it was fresh, and they kept picking up in store when they're in another state, and I kept having to call them, and I'm like, hey, so sorry, our website does this automatic selection thing, and then tell them that we'll ship it to them anyway for free, no matter what it was. But it was just one of those things. I was like, this gets annoying because sometimes I wouldn't be able to get the customer because they're like, what number is this? I'm not answering. It's spam, you know? So multiple times calling or emailing or texting them to try to make sure I could get them their order in a timely manner. I felt horrible.
Oh, well, I'm talking to the other half on Messenger because he's like totally in the living room, but I'm not going to yell while I'm on recording radio. He says his coffee should be here tomorrow. He's going to try it. He had ordered some of the Sumatran coffee to try. So I guess by my next show, I'll know whether it's any good or not. I mean, I'm not going to drink it. Sorry. Hot
yeah, but
chocolate.
You'll have first
make
hand.
Hot chocolate. Yes. Make hot chocolate.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I went on y'all's website and all I saw were them cookies. And I was like, you need to mail me those cookies. Forget the coffee. I want the cookies.
We try. We try to make sure to do things in store too to drum up. Because Augusta is an emerging town, which most people don't realize. Just 2015, Augusta got labeled a slum town. And that community has been working hard to lose that title. And it's now ranked in the top four. Top 100, and it was rated 78 for best places to live in the United States.
Oh Lord, they're coming for us! I hear sirens.
Yep. Sorry,
they're playing my song.
Yeah, the song of your people. Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
I love my life.
Don't apologize, because usually Frosties happen to mute out because there's motorcycles or something going on, and you know I'm glad none of us are actually
all the time. It's safer.
Yeah. And at least none of us are currently on an Air Force base, because all you would hear is freaking airplanes all the time. So we're used to it. I mean, when we did our marathon, there was dogs. It was all kinds of fun. I was at Walmart, so there was Walmart background. Lord knows what y'all heard in that shit.
Oh, God. I think people at Walmart, that website, peoplewalmart.com, that thing literally started in Paxford, Maryland. That's where I was stationed for a while. And I was there, and this woman walked out with a fur coat on or whatnot, some kind of coat. And they tackled her. And I tell you, probably $200 or $300 worth of meat flew out of her. I've never seen that much meat fly all over the place, because I was like, oh, good Lord.
Yeah, that's what I do for a living. I mean, we don't tackle anymore, but that's what I do for a living. And I have been in the lobby and seen meat removed from vajayjay. So I'm like, oh, God, I don't then try to hand that shit to me. No, thank you. Now, a big thing around here, and I know y'all aren't in big retails or nothing, but what they're really bad about around here, and it's kind of sad, is they like to boost or steal bulk coffee so they can sell it in these little mom and pop places. And that's another thing. Be careful what you're buying if you don't know where it come from, because a lot of it's just stolen goods and pure profit. Sorry, people, but that's the truth of the matter. Coffee is a big booster item. If they can get their hands on bulk quantity coffee, then go sell it to, or most of the time they either are related or know the owner, but they take it to their little gas station and put a $12 price tag on it. And you're like, well, yeah, they went to Walmart, they paid $10, and then they're selling it and making $2. No, honey, they're making $12 straight up. I don't know why, but coffee is a big theft item. And it's not even good coffee. That's stuff in a red can.
Well, that stuff in the red can, they kind of, you know, trying to trick the dogs too, to, you know, hide some of the drug scent too, if you've ever seen some of that fictional stuff. I mean, I don't know how true it is, but I'm sure if you smothered in enough, you know, crap coffee, you could hide the scent of anything.
you'd be surprised. Actually, some of that is true. My wife does work in the shipping business, and she's seen just about everything trying to be smuggled through whatever.
I mean, that coffee doesn't smell like anything but sawdust, though. I think that's why it bothers me, because that aisle, God, that used to be horrible for me. But, you know, like, it doesn't make me sick now. It just turned me off of everyone. Every once in a blue moon, if I'm really, really struggling because I can't do the energy drink thing, I'll chug some coffee. But it's usually some crap coffee from a gas station or something. And I'm telling you what, it may keep you awake, but yeah.
Rock good.
Rock good
coffee. Will you ever do black tea by chance?
Once in a blue moon, but I'm Southern, so it's always sweet tea.
Of course. But yeah, black tea, what I've even learned is it has almost per ounce a little bit more caffeine than your lightest roast coffee. So if you just really need that pick-me-up, but you don't like coffee, there's decent teas out there. Unfortunately, they're not. I would not go with Nestle or any of those. Because, need your good three cups of sugar.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's the other thing. When I do drink coffee, people laugh because I have to have my French vanilla creamer, and I have to dump sugar, and he just drinks it straight out, you know, from the pot to the cup. And I'm like, but it's not got any flavors in it, and it doesn't. And he's like, not everybody dumps. You're Southern, because my sweet tea, he swears, because he's diabetic. He's like, your sweet tea would kill me. Like, your sweet tea will literally kill me.
You're just wearing your Uggs, and then that's why you got to have that creamer, that flavored creamer. Uggs are on. I've got to have flavored creamer.
No, I am not basic. Now, see, that's the one thing. If I did drink coffee, you would never see my money go to an actual coffee shop that wasn't like a local business, because I'm sorry. I see the price on those stupid half-fat, skinny mocha latte something, blah, 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 cold on ice, blah, 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 that's got 20 minutes to order, and I'm going, you just paid $12 for that cup. You know that's like two meals for me. Just saying.
Oh, man. So, Walter, funny story. We were at Epicenter, which is, you know, 90,000 rockers, hardcore guys and girls. I mean, just tearing it up, getting to see some great bands. And we're in the middle of a big show, and we're slow when the shows are going on, of course. And this girl comes up, and Walter smelled it. He was like, this is going to be problems. And I was like, what do you mean, Walt? And he was like, just watch. She comes up to the window, and she's like, is your coffee vegan? And I'm like, does she know it's a bean? Does she know it's a bean? Like, literally, the coffee is a bean. And he comes around the machine, because, like, we've got a full espresso machine, everything in our truck, and He's like, it's a bean. And she was like, yeah, but is it vegan? Of course, I thought he was going to put his nails into the machine and rip it out of the wall to get past her, our cashier, poor girl. I love her to death. And he's like, it's a bean. And she's like, well, you don't have to shout, okay? It's just a concert, but I can hear you. And I was like, oh, God. I was like, I'm going to have to sink down behind a wall or something. I was in tears. I was
shocked. I mean, there are some weird, there are some weird coffees that come from animal waste. So I guess
yeah, that's 100%. What,
but, I mean, 95% of those coffees are not here, and most people can't even afford them because, you know, apparently they're made from gold or some shit. So, you know, it's not something you would be selling at a rock concert, maybe at the Rockefeller Center or something. So, yeah, some it's shit. A bean, honey. It's a bean. So we are about out of time. So before we do run out of time, Philip, tell everybody where you guys can be found, websites, Facebooks, all that good stuff. Don't give out your personal number because Lord.
Oh, yeah. So definitely on Facebook or Pinterest, you can find out what is going on in our cafe or shop. Or we actually have an Instagram page for our coffee truck. So if you follow that as well, you'll be able to find out what events I go to. Not too many because active duty, but I definitely go on the weekends and try to do as many events as possible. And then, of course, we have Google. We have our website at Ubora Coffee. So UBORA coffee.com. Or that way you can order the freshest coffee that's made out there. And then also for the events we have, you know, Up in Arms podcast and Battlegrounds, which portion of all Battlegrounds bags go back to them themselves to help their podcast and everything those guys are doing there. So we just try to make sure to take care of everybody we can. We do private bags. We also do wholesale. But if you ever happen to be in Augusta, Georgia, we're at 1128 Jones Street. Open Monday through Sunday, and even on Sunday we got to serve up the good chicken for the Lord, or the good chicken for the Lord, the good coffee for the Lord.
he wants to go to Chick-fil-A, y'all.
Yeah, basically they just opened a 24-hour one down here in Florida, and I'm like, no, please, no.
Except for Sundays, y'all. Except for Sundays, y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and obviously you can find us on Frag Out Drag Out page, DV Radio. Obviously, I'm over at the Nevermore page. There's the PTS Dog page. There's a DV Link page. There's a DV Frosty page. There's Everywhere page. But don't forget, guys, we're winding down our Christmas small business. If you need a gift that you cannot figure out what to do for this person, shop small business. You mean a lot to these folks, and they treat every person as if you're going to spend your hard-earned money on me. I'm going to make the most of it and do everything I can. And Ubora is another one of those companies. We tend to all find each other. I'm not a company, but we tend to all find each other like that because of the hard work and dedication. And don't forget our sponsors, K-Bar Soap Co., a little dude, we don't make him pay, but Flame On Candle Co., and our NFT Vet buddies. Check out DV Radio. They're going to be after our show. Then they air on Saturdays at 9 p.m. 2100 for all you people that say we don't speak military. I'm kind of shocked that Active Duty Dude didn't spell his company in phonetic. So,
yeah.
So disappointed. Epic fail on his part.
Hey, I'm Navy, so we don't play real military. I don't even go to a boat. I've done 14 years of all active, but flying in P3s or P8s, and I've never even been on a boat once. My wife's actually on a boat right now.
So I'm going to tell you what my Navy father says. A boat's something you row. It's a ship.
Oh, yeah. I always get that messed up. She beats me up, and I was like, hey, I'll just go back. I'll fly over, wave at you, and then go back to my hotel or land at that Air Force base we get stuck at.
Every time I have ever told my father before he passed away, boat, something you row, it's a ship. I had to do it because you said boat, and I'm like, he's Navy and he's saying boat. Oh my God. Yeah. That is like blasphemy.
Oh, but that's the best part. Whenever somebody says shipmate to me, I'm like, it's harbor, homie, or per diem, pal. Get off me. I've never been on a boat. And they're like, what the hell? And I'm like, yeah, relax. 4,500 flight hours. Let's go on somewhere else with that bad talk.
All right. Oink, last words.
No, man. You, Andre, Walter, everybody you got going on over there at Ubora Coffee, you guys are doing it right. You're doing it the right way. Like I said, some of the freshest coffee that I've ever had. and you know, there is no other for me.
Uncle Fester.
I want to say you have a fine product, sir, and you have a customer for life for me and everybody else I share it with. I try to get them to buy it, and thank you for everything you do.
Frosty.
Oh, I'm just going to reiterate what everybody said. Thank you for coming on our show, and thank you for all the help and support you do for DV Radio and your community. And for everybody else that's out there listening, shop your small businesses and veteran-owned businesses and to help make this Christmas better for everybody.
And my parting words will be, don't forget about our lovely, lovely, lovely fundraiser that we are trying to wrap up soon. I don't know exactly. I can't remember off the top of my head when the raffle ends, but there will still be the GoFundMe. The what?
15th.
And as always, we want to thank DV Radio over at WDBR for allowing Frag Out Drag Out. Sorry that this hasn't been the month of any frag outs, but we are trying to highlight Christmas and, you know, drum up a little cash for these lovely folks that give so much to DV Radio and the community. And with that, you guys will see us next. Well, you won't actually see us because that's a scary fucking thought right there. But you will hear us.
We have faces for radio.
Exactly. You will hear us Fridays at 9:30, 21:30. And till the next time, bye-bye, assholes. DV Radio.